The U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday gave the go-ahead for same-sex marriage in California and also struck down part of a federal law denying federal benefits to married same-sex couples. The justices issued 2 5-4 rulings in their final session of the term. The first decision wiped away part of the federal marriage law that has kept legally married same-sex couples from receiving tax, health and pension benefits. The court's other ruling said the Defense of Marriage Act, known as DOMA, denied equal protection to same-sex couples. However, Wednesday's rulings do not affect the bans on same-sex marriage enshrined in the constitutions of more than 30 U.S. states. Kim Daniels, spokesperson for the president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, spoke to Vatican Radio.
You know, the Supreme Court got it wrong today. Under their ruling on the Defense of Marriage Act, the federal government now has to recognize so-called same-sex marriages in states that provide for it. This is a real injustice. Of course, marriage is the lifelong union of a man and a woman for the sake of their children, and this has an important public purpose to ensure the long-term well-being of children. And so we feel that this is a real injustice and a sad day.
What does it mean, really, in terms of the family unit?
Well, I think, as you know, our society has encouraged marriage because we know it helps ensure the long-term well-being of kids. It gives kids the best chance of being raised by their own mom and dad together, even if it doesn't always work out that way. And we know from everyday experience that kids do best with a mom and a dad. So as we redefine marriage across the country, it really will slowly erode this definition of marriage, which is the one that's best for kids.
In the statement, it talks about the future of marriage and the well-being of our society hanging in the balance.
Yes, and I think one of the real issues that we see here is that religious liberty is going to be a growing concern. As same-sex marriage continues to gain ground in our law and our culture, we're going to see an increased erosion of religious believers' freedom to witness to their faith, and this is a real blow to the common good. Religious believers and institutions are going to lose access to government contracts and benefits. They could lose access to public facilities and accreditation and licensing. There's a range of effects of these rulings today that will impact the religious liberty of Catholics and other people of faith.
Well, that's an interesting point you've made, because obviously you're talking about the knock-on effects that maybe others haven't even thought about.
Exactly. I think that we're going to see those play out in the days ahead, but religious liberty will be a primary concern. We've already seen in Massachusetts and Illinois and Washington, D.C., that Catholic Charities groups were forced to stop providing adoption services because they wouldn't give up their religiously grounded belief that kids do best with a mom and a dad. And that kind of effort will start to spread across the country in the wake of these decisions.
Where does one go from here? The decision has been made by the Supreme Court, but what can people do? What can be done by the bishops? Where can people go from here?
Well, of course, we're going to continue to witness to the importance of marriage for the common good of our country. And I think prayer and public witness and public education are our first steps. But it's really the time to redouble our efforts, and we have to continue to stand for the truth of marriage because we're an important public voice in that regard.